Okay. You want to count it down or you want me to?
I guess I'll try. Or maybe we'll try together.
Okay.
Okay, five, four, three, two, one.
Welcome to Streamiversity, a 9-minute podcast rooted in appreciation for the podcast Streamiverse.
We are all in on studying up on Streamiverse's journey, from Quibi fan podcast to Spite podcast. We are here to cover anything and everything in the Streamiverse. Here's what's happening at Streamiversity today. Dun, dun, dun. All right.
That was a jolly little jingle. Welcome.
That was. Yeah, welcome. I'm so glad we don't have to be dating around anymore.
You say that as a joke, but it's my unfortunate destiny. Anywhoozle, let's move on.
Yes. What is in the Streamiverse now?
Well, let's talk about this long-form interview that Robin Danielle did with Wesley Lowery.
Mm.
They are coming in hot with this interview.
Yeah. I was going to say the same thing. Coming in hot, not giving you any kind of exposition. You know, start in the middle of the action is what we learn in improv.
Yes.
Start in the middle of the story.
And the audience will make it up. What was going on? It engages your audience brain more, and they're looking for connections and they're looking for clues. And yes, I felt like I was taking the fourth grade Iowa test of knowledge, standardized test.
I was taking the WASL.
Because I was searching for context clues up and down, left and right, 180 degrees behind me. They just start talking with Wesley Lowery. They don't even say his name.
Nope. Don't even know who he is. You can read it on the description, but if you're like us, we're so excited sometimes. We press play before we even know what's going on.
Yeah. So the episode description for the first part of the interview says Pulitzer Prize winner Wesley Lowery interview.
Don't you mean Pulitzer Prize winner?
Which is it?
It's Pulitzer, but because Danielle is from Canada, she definitely pronounces it Pulitzer. And she goes, I know it's wrong, but I will just say it because that's the way I say it.
Yeah, she is self-aware.
Self-aware, which is great. She's learning about the way she says things.
We can't go down a Canada pronunciation hill. So
not today. Not today. No time.
Not today. So, yeah, we just jump into talking with Wesley Lowery about where he's been, where he's going, and we're just pulling context clues.
Mm-hmm. What show does he work for? What company?
Yeah, like, what does he have to do with Quibi?
Mm-hmm.
So here's
connect the dots. Connect the dots.
La, 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 la.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was more random than an episode of Pee Wee Herman.
Correct. Yes, thank you.
So here's what I gathered, because, yeah, I could do the easy thing. I could Google who he is. I could follow him on social media. But we are dedicated to Streamiverse, so we're just getting our information from the episodes of Streamiverse. So here's what I gathered. Richard, you tell me if this matches up with what you heard.
Sounds good.
He is involved with 60 Minutes on Quibi.
Correct.
He was recruited by Shauna Thomas, who we've heard on the J-Cats episode.
From the J-Cats interview, yep.
And his big story that I think has aired has something to do with the current movement across the nation for Black Lives Matter and the unjustified murder of Black people at the hands of police.
That's what I gathered as well.
Which is a pretty broad topic. So I don't know even if there was a specific focus in his report.
That's true. And he did start it like in the midst of all this corona, and he started flying out when it was questionably safe to do so. But not 2020. 60 Minutes said, yeah, just if we're flying you out, we're flying you out. So he just kind of went with it. And it does seem like we could watch his episode on YouTube in case we don't have Quibi, which I know you don't.
I don't. That was one thing where he seemed to be, which I get it. He's working at the very high journalistic standard that we expect of 60 Minutes. So I don't expect him to have, like, kept up to date with all the entertainment shows that have been released on Quibi, but he did incorrectly say that he thought 60 Minutes is the only Quibi show that has dropped an episode on YouTube.
No, but you've seen some.
I watched an episode of Dummy on YouTube. Yeah. I know the others have dropped too. They have put out like a teaser. Watch this first episode on YouTube. Don't you want to get Quibi now?
Right. And I guess it didn't work, but here we are.
Although, you know, a big focus of this interview, a lot of things that Rob and Danielle kept coming back to is that the quality of these 60 Minutes on Quibi episodes, very, very high quality,
yeah,
very engaging journalism.
Yeah, I would say maybe surpasses the Quibi quality in general. Like, it's even better than that. Because 60 Minutes didn't sacrifice any of their journalistic and production values when it comes to translating it to Quibi, which I appreciated.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, so we get kind of thrown into this interview with Wesley Lowery, but, you know, you're figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
We get all the way to episode 3 of this interview when Wesley shares, so he had previously said, we were supposed to launch with the rest of Quibi, but we got delayed by a couple months. Okay, that's right. Okay, got it. It isn't until episode 3 of this whole interview series that he says it's because the entire 60 Minutes team got COVID.
Yes, like, talk about burying your lead.
Yes.
If everyone at 60 Minutes got COVID, then that's a story. That's a 60 Minutes episode.
Right. Which I think they did say that they possibly might make a story out of that. But sure, right after talking about like this very pressing story that he had just reported, he could also be like, and by the way, not just me, which would in of itself be a story.
Right.
He's like, everybody on the team got COVID.
Everyone on the team got COVID-19. During a pandemic, during the Black Lives Matter movement. Yeah, that is a big story. And maybe if we had context to his interview, we would have learned more. But I bet they talked to him so long, they just had to cut off the fat.
Yeah.
And get to the meat.
Yes. The intro of who he is. And
yeah, no time for introductions.
Right.
They didn't even say that cliche line of, now, you don't even need an introduction. They didn't say that. It just didn't happen.
I mean, to be honest, he does need an introduction. He's not Oprah.
Yeah, for us, yeah. We didn't know who he was. He didn't even work with 60 Minutes until Quibi came along.
Right.
And that's how they all joined forces.
Right, right. It does sound like there was only one person who already was working for 60 Minutes who's now working on the 60 Minutes Quibi project.
Mm-hmm. And is it just called 60? I forget. I'll have to watch it.
Okay, please do. Well, that'll I guess I can watch the homework. First episode on YouTube as well.
Yeah, that'll be your one assignment.
Okay, doing homework left and right.
Choo-choo-choo!
Yeah. I will say, though, another thing that Danielle pondered out loud was when they were talking about Shauna Thomas, Danielle wondered if Shauna was still a fan. And Shauna tweeted that she is. So that's
oh,
nice
good.
To know.
It's nice to know that when Danielle asks a question, Danielle can get an answer. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh no, Streamiversity is over for today.
But we're going to be back here every weekday as long as Streamiverse is putting out episodes.